At the bottom of all of our local stories, readers now have the option of submitting feedback. Here's what Sue Today readers had to say about what was making news over the last week. Mental health and addictions group to lead protest at City Hall. Something is very wrong here. There is talk about a ferrochrome plant coming to the Sioux, which will be very bad for the environment, and everyone knows that mental health is a huge issue. Our politicians seem to be focused on jobs. Mental health and health in general seem to be taking a back seat. If the young people are not healthy, who is left to work the jobs? And if you can come up with $8 million to build a plaza and do nothing for those who desperately need help, I think it is shocking. Our world is folding. Marnie W., why doesn't City Council come up with a solid plan to present to the government? Take the millions for the new plaza, and the million plus for the new voting machines, and show how that can be used. Then tell the government how much difference they need to make up to ensure a rehab center, safe injection site, and follow-up programs. I am in no way naive and know that this would just be the beginning, but at least it would be a start. Our SAH is screaming for help in dealing with this issue. Let's partner up. SAH, City Council, and concerned residents, I will volunteer to do anything that will help. If our City Council keeps going, this city will end up a drug haven of such that has never been seen before, with increasing crime going up as I type this, real estate values going down, no one entering the downtown core at night due to safety concerns, etc. These people, yes, people, need help and support and hope, not a new plaza and voting machines. Frankly, I don't need them, and neither do any of my neighbors. Be the leader that SSM can be in healthcare, and the first of its kind in a small northern Ontario area to show how it's done. No problem can be fixed by pretending it does not exist. By the time we all take our heads out of the sand, how many more will die unnecessarily? Sandra P. Crime prevention methods aren't working, Downtown Association board members say. The new downtown development will become a haven for the loiterers, drug addicts, and the homeless. The opportunity for them to hide all over will wreak havoc. I do not agree that things going on downtown can be remedied with patrolling. You cannot be in two places at once. Our police are already being tasked to the limit. We need them for protection and service to the community as a whole. You can find mischief makers across this entire city. Just look at the damage and graffiti around town. Mentally ill people need help. The homeless need a place to live. It is remarkable that nearly all streets in the downtown area are empty on weekdays and weekends when darkness approaches. You cannot decorate, grow flowers, fix your businesses up, because as soon as you lock up, someone gets a thrill out of destroying everything you put in place for people to enjoy. I know this from experience. Glenna D. Vaccination or termination, only choices for Ontario Finnish rest home workers, UNIFOR. I disagree with the union's position here. Staff are employees, visitors are not. Staff have more contact with several residents during a shift. Visitors usually visit one, maybe two residents and stay about an hour. Staff have more physical contact with several residents during a shift. Visitors may hug or kiss one or two residents upon arrival and departure. If masks are required, kissing should not be happening. Many residents in LTC have died prior to the mandating of vaccines. Staff are there to assist and care for the residents. Vaccination is part of that care. The employer has the right to implement vaccination requirements. Staff have the option to be vaccinated or be terminated. Marlene G., every licensee of a long-term care home shall clearly set out the consequences for individuals who do not provide proof per either subsection 2.1 or 2.2. including that they cannot attend the home for the purposes of working, undertaking a student placement, or volunteering. Any additional consequences shall be in accordance with the licensee's human resources policies, collective agreements, and any applicable legislation, directives, and policies. Every licensee of a long-term care home shall clearly set out the consequences for individuals who do not provide proof per either subsection 2.1 or 2.2. including that they cannot attend the home for the purposes of working, undertaking a student placement, or volunteering. Any additional consequences shall be in accordance with the licensee's human resources policies, collective agreements, and any applicable legislation, directives, and policies. Copied directly from the OFRA link in the article. I think it is important to note they make a distinction between general and essential visitors. Marlene G.